Estevan, ice rental and other fees at Affinity Place will be waived when two marquee curling events come to Estevan early next year. Estevan City Council approved requests from the Estevan Curling Club for the Curlsask Viterra Scotties Women's Curling Championship from January 25-29, and the Sasktel Tankard Provincial Men's Tournament from Feb 1-5. The decision was made at the October 11 meeting. Estevan was to host both events in 2021, but those plans were scuttled by COVID-19 restrictions. As per the arrangement, the ice rental fee of $4,800 per day over 16 days will be waived, which amounts to $76,800. Also excused will be glass removal for $2,800, set up and take down at Affinity Place, also for $2,800, and rental of the multi-purpose room at $700 per day over 13 days, which works out to $9,100. The Curling Club had a similar arrangement when it hosted both the Tankard and the Canada Cup at Affinity Place in 2018. As per the agreement, the Curling Club will also get to have committee meetings in the lounge, use of locker rooms and other lower-level rooms, the spin room, ice room water system, storage area by the ice, and tables and chairs. 12 men's teams and 12 women's squads are expected to compete at each tournament, creating a considerable economic impact. Mayor Roy Ludwig said the report was brought to council so that they're aware of the arrangement. Councillor Travis Frank noted this will be a pretty big event. "We have some pretty great groups that put a lot of work into these big events coming to Estevan, and this is one that's been delayed in the past few years," said Frank. Council approved the request, contingent on feedback from user groups on the impact that use of some additional rooms would have on plans of user groups. A Red River card is going to be added to the Souris Valley Museum. Council approved the purchase of the cart for $3,500. The cart itself will cost $3,000 while delivery and setup will be another $500. Councillor Rebecca Ford said the city had such a cart years ago, but it was damaged and later went missing. The city has received a request from the Métis Nation Saskatchewan Local 25 Estevan to replace the cart. "The carts were used in the 19th century by the Métis people," Ford said. "Made of wood, they were a form of transportation." The cart will be created by George Fayant of Regina, who is the only person in the province who makes them, Ford said. 5 building permits worth $615,000 were issued in September, bringing the total for this year to 38 permits worth slightly less than $6 million. 2 permits for September were garages worth a total of $95,000, and 3 were miscellaneous for $529,000. Councillor Tony Cernick said he has received lots of inquiries on the state of Collins Road in southwest Estevan. He noted it is a city road and not an RM road. The grader was expected to be down there on October 11.